I was always kind of afraid to stay by myself, just me, you know. It was getting about time for me to get in. So then go ahead, went over to this man's house where we carried our water from, and to get some water. And oh, the moon was so pretty and bright, and I think, well, hey, it's dark. I hear him talking and sitting over in the field where the spring is. I just walk down the road and meet him, you know. I said, oh, it's so pretty and light. I go down there, and I hearing something shut the church house door. But I didn't see a thing, and the moon was as bright as daylight, and I didn't see nothing. And he come out on the walk, pitty-pat, 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 and I just looked with all my eyes, and I couldn't see a thing. Come out that gate, iron gate, slammed it, and hit this crack just like an iron gate, would you slam it back? And all at once, something is right in front of me. Looked like it had a white sheet around it and no head. I like to die. That was just a little while before Florence was born. I turned around and I went back to the house just as fast as I could go. And about that time, Mingo come along. And he says, I set the water up. And he said, I'm going down to the church house. He said, I hearing somebody go in. He said, he went through the gate and he walked across the iron. He opened the door and went in the church house. And they had him looking after the church, you know, if anybody went in. He went down there. He got seen something as a matter of me. I couldn't hardly talk. I told him, I said, well, something or other. I hearing it. I seen it whenever I started over to meet you. And I couldn't get no further. So he went down there and he took his lantern, because he didn't have flashlights in. Took his lantern, had an old ladder, his spokes, just to go up the side of the house. Mm-hmm. He looked all behind the organ, all behind every bench. He went upstairs and looked in the garret. Not a thing in the world he could find. Not a thing. Well, it went on there for a right smart little while. One day Miss Allen is down there. Her girls come down there very often and sweep the church and clean it. So one evening they come up to the house, you know, and I was telling them. They said, honey, don't feel bad about that. She said, as long as you live here, you'll see something like that. Said there was, in the time of the war, there was a woman that somebody cut her head off and had buried her in the lower end of the grave down there. And said there'd been so many people living in the house we live in. Would see her and said that's what it was. Said it just had a white sheet wrapped around it.
Oh, now, did you get it?
Yeah, and we didn't live there in a very long. Because I wouldn't stay. He worked away, and I was just scared to death. But still, Miss Allen told me, she said, don't be afraid, because anything will hurt you.